Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
Donkeys are lowly animals, just beasts of burden. In Bible days, they were valuable for riding and carrying goods to market, but that was all. They are not handsome like horses. You can't dress them up with fine saddles and harness, and they don't gallop or run races for their proud owners. But the Bible tells us about some lowly donkeys that did some very important work. A humble donkey carried the young Virgin Mary as she travelled with her husband Joseph to Bethlehem, just before she gave birth to Jesus, the Son of God. And over 30 years later, the Lord Jesus Christ himself rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, and the crowds welcomed him as their Messiah. The Bible book Zechariah foretold this hundreds of years before it happened. Chapter 9 says this, "Shout for joy, you people of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He comes triumphant and victorious, but humble and riding on a donkey." The Almighty God highly values those who are truly humble. In the book Isaiah chapter 57, the Almighty God says this, "I am the high and holy God who lives forever. I live in a high and holy place, but I also live with people who are humble and repentant." Today's story is about a prophet who lived in the land of present-day Iraq about 3,500 years ago. He owned a humble donkey, and the Almighty God used this lowly animal in a very special way.
Hearing that the people of Israel were even now camped on the edge of his kingdom, Balak, king of Moab, called together his captains.
The news from the frontier grows more serious every day.
Why? What is the latest news, Your Majesty?
I have just received a message that the Israelites have routed Og, king of Bashan.
Oh.
Now they are getting ready to attack us.
We shall never defeat them alone, Your Majesty, strong as we are. We must find allies and all fight together. The Midianites, for instance.
Yes, true, true, very true. But not enough, I'm afraid. I know. I shall send for Balaam.
Balaam, Your Majesty?
Yes, yes, Balaam, the great soothsayer that lives in Mesopotamia.
Oh, yes.
I shall send princes at once to ask him to come here and render the Israelites helpless with his spells and curses.
It's an excellent idea, Your Majesty. We are come, Balaam, from Moab, by command of the king of that country. He bids us ask you to return with us and pronounce a curse upon the Israelites, for they are too mighty for Moab.
Curse the Israelites? Me?
We know, Balaam, that he whom thou blesseth is blessed, and he whom thou cursest is cursed.
I am honored by your king's confidence in my powers. Lodge here this night, and I will bring you word in the morning, for I must communicate with God.
And the princes of Moab abode with Balaam. But in the morning, Balaam told them that it was not God's will that he go with them. And the princes returned to Moab.
Your Majesty, Balaam would not come with us.
Go again and take more gold and promises of greater honors. Certainly he will curse Israel for great wealth and honor. Every man has his price.
Once again the princes of Moab stood before Balaam, and once again he bid them remain for the night and receive the reply in the morning.
Good morning, dear. Wonderful morning, eh?
You're unusually cheerful.
Well, why shouldn't I be? A wife like you, fame and fortune staring me in the face, health, sunshine...
Fame and fortune?
Ah, yes. I'm going to Moab and curse Israel. Wealth and power and fame will be mine.
God gave you permission to go to Moab?
The angel said I could if I went with the princes this morning.
The princes, they have gone back to Moab.
Gone back to Moab? But they can't. I've got to go with them, like the angel said, or I... Saddle the donkey while I don proper clothes and sandals. Be quick about it. I'm going to try to catch up with the princes.
Hurriedly, Balaam mounted his donkey and took off after the Moab princes.
Impatiently, he tried to get the donkey to go faster, but to no avail.
Get up. Get up, you slowpoke. The sting of this whip will put some life into you.
But the donkey continued on as before, sure-footed but slow. Suddenly, the donkey behaved queerly. She turned aside and went into a field. A little later, she behaved queerly again. This time, she swerved to the right and crushed Balaam's foot against a stone wall. The third misbehavior occurred when the donkey suddenly stopped and refused to go a step further, even though Balaam beat her unmercifully.
What's gotten into you anyway, you stubborn donkey, you? Yeah, take this and this!
What have I done that you beat me like this?
Don, if I had a sword in my hand, I would run you through.
Am I not thy donkey? Have I not faithfully served thee since the day you acquired me? Did I ever behave badly before?
Nay, you did not. Then why today? And You can talk?
Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his sword drawn in his hand. And the angel said,
Why hast thou smitten thy beast so unmercifully? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, for thou art going against the Lord.
I have sinned against the Lord's will, but I truly did not see you there. Now, therefore, if it pleases the Lord, I will turn back and go home again.
No, go on to Moab. But there you will say only the words which I shall tell thee to say.
Ah, Balaam at last. Why did you not come before? Were you not offered enough gold? Well, now that you have come, I want you to be sure to curse the Israelites by having them...
Your Majesty... I can speak only the words the Lord tells me to speak. I have no other powers.
Then Balaam had King Balak take him to a high place, from which he could see the camp of the Israelites in the valley below. And there Balaam prayed to God. And the Lord met Balaam and said to him, Return unto Balak, and tell him what I shall tell you to say.
King Balak, how shall I curse whom God has not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord has not defied? I cannot curse this people, for the Lord has blessed them, and blessed is he who blesses them, and cursed is he who curses them.
Oh, enough!
About 600 years before, Father Abraham had lived in Mesopotamia, the same land where Balaam was living. But Abraham had left there to go to the land God had promised him, the land his descendants were about to enter. The land of Moab was near the promised land. Its people didn't worship the one true God, but they were related to the children of Israel. They came from Lot, Father Abraham's nephew, so the Israelites were unwilling to make war on them. But the Moabite king was very worried about the large number of Israelites camped on his land. They had already conquered the Amorites, who were the enemies of Moab, as well as the people of Bashan. And Barak, the king of Moab, couldn't believe that they would pass on peacefully. He must do something to weaken and overcome them. The prophet Balaam's home in Mesopotamia was about 700 kilometers away. It was a long journey for the princes of Moab, getting there and back twice over. It must have taken them about 3 months. In all that time, the Israelites had done no harm to the people of Moab, yet foolish King Barak wanted to destroy them. Balaam the seer was widely known. Whatever he prophesied always happened. He was quite rich, but like many people today, he was greedy for greater wealth and honor. The Almighty God would not let him curse his chosen people. But when the princes of Moab came again, with promises of even more, the temptation was too much. Balaam refused to bear in mind God's words to him. Instead, he wanted God to change his mind and let Balaam curse Israel. He was greedy for the reward he would get through doing evil. But Balaam knew he would lose everyone's respect if his curse failed. It could only succeed if God allowed it. Balaam was so unwise to think that he could satisfy the demands of King Barak and the Almighty God at the same time. In the Bible book Matthew chapter 6, we are warned, you cannot serve both God and money. How very foolish of Balaam to think he could play with the Almighty God. In the Bible book of Malachi, chapter 3, God says this, I am the Lord, I do not change. The one true God had made a solemn promise to Father Abraham. Abraham's children, through his son Isaac, would be God's own people, and through them, God would bless all nations of the earth. He also made a solemn promise to the Israelites, through Moses, if the people would follow and obey him, he would greatly bless them and give them victory over their enemies. At the time of today's story, the children of Israel had been through many troubles because of their disobedience, but now they were following God's way, and his blessing was on them. No one could harm them whilst they were obedient. God has not forgotten his people, Israel, at our time in history, but the nation has not yet obeyed him. They've not yet accepted his one and only Son as their Messiah. The Lord Jesus Christ was born from Abraham's line in the town of Bethlehem in Palestine 2,000 years ago. Through him, God has fulfilled his promise to Abraham. Jesus is the promised Saviour, and through him people from all nations of the earth are blessed. Jesus came down from heaven to show us what God is like. He gave up his sinless life on the cruel cross to save us from eternal death. He paid the price for all our wrongdoing. Now everyone from every nation who comes to God through Jesus is forgiven and has everlasting life. The Bible book John chapter 1 says this, To all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. That's still true for you and me when we turn away from wrongdoing and follow Jesus. We become the children of God. His blessing is on us. He loves us, and he will bring us safe into his heavenly home. That was Lisa Glasgow, and she sang The Blessing. The drama is from The Bible in Living Sound. If you'd like to receive a free booklet, then write to this station and ask for it, but be sure to print your name and address. Or you can write to John, Post Office Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053. You can also contact us through our website, www.bibleradio.org.au. Those addresses again, John, Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia, 4053, and the website bibleradio.org.au. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time. Jesus is